Doyle told supporters at his boyhood elementary school in Madison that now was not the time to reminisce. The governor's current term expires in January of 2011, and he says that gives him plenty of time to tackle tough issues like education reform and global warming.
Over the next year and a half, I will be the governor and not a candidate. And I believe that without the politics and the campaign, we can get a lot done over this time. This moment in history will not be wasted.
Democrats had been particularly curious about the governor's plans. Doyle was raising campaign funds aggressively, but rumors persisted that he would bow out or leave. The governor says he arrived at his decision in the last week or so.
I would have preferred, you know, just for me, wait until January, February, see how I felt at that point about what I wanted to do. But I think it would have, if I had made that decision then not to run, it would have been very difficult for a Democratic candidate to get out and get working and do the work that needs to get done.
Doyle will depart as an undefeated candidate, having won two elections for governor and three for attorney general. He says he would have done well if he'd run again. But this was no ordinary year for the governor. Wisconsin's unemployment rate has hovered near double digits, and the recession blew a massive hole in the state budget. Doyle fixed it using a combination of tax increases and cuts. His approval rating dropped to all-time lows. If reelected, Doyle would have certainly had to deal with another major budget shortfall in 2011. Mark Morato was Doyle's administration secretary during his first term, when the state was reeling from the last recession. Morata says it's exhausting to govern under those circumstances.
You have plans to do some things that you hope will help grow the state, and then you find yourself having to, like every other state basically in the country, having to pull back, to cut more, to find money, to keep things afloat as opposed to moving them forward. And I think that can be, you know, wearing on you.
Almost immediately after Doyle's announcement yesterday, an aide to Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton said Lawton will run for governor. La Crosse Congressman Ron Kind released a statement saying he'll decide whether to run in coming weeks. Republican Party Chair Reince Priebus said yesterday that Doyle's departure was good news for the GOP.
Having an open seat gives us a tremendous opportunity now and a level playing field in a free shot at the governor's mansion that we're excited about taking.
Republican Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker announced for governor months ago and raised funds faster than anyone in the first half of this year. Former GOP Congressman Mark Newman entered the race last month. But Madison-based Democratic pollster Paul Maslin says it's too early to assume anything in the race for governor.
For a number of years, it's been Jim Doyle and everybody else. Now it's going to be somebody new in the Democratic side, somebody new in the Republican side. You know, I think that becomes a crapshoot.
There had been widespread speculation ever since President Obama was elected that the governor might leave for a job in the administration. But Doyle said yesterday he felt strongly about serving out his term. Assuming he follows through, that would make Doyle the longest-serving Democratic governor in state history. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.